This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A senior ECOWAS official told West African Army generals that the bloc is ready to intervene militarily in Niger if a coup there is not reversed. Reuters correspondent Edward Baran reports.
Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Abdel Fattah al-Moussa, said the valiant forces of West Africa are ready to answer the call of duty. That was as he addressed army generals from member states who were meeting in Ghana. Military officers in Niger deposed President Mohamed Bazoum on July 26. They've defied calls from the United Nations, ECOWAS and Western powers to reinstate him. That prompted West African heads of state to order a standby force to be assembled. Moussa listed past ECOWAS deployments in Gambia, Liberia and elsewhere as examples of readiness. He also accused the junta of playing cat and mouse with the bloc. The junta has said it's open to talks to resolve the crisis.
That was Reuters correspondent Edward Baran. The Ukrainian military on Thursday claimed more success in its counteroffensive aid against Russian forces on the southeastern front, a day after announcing the liberation of a village that had served as a Russian stronghold. But Russia took offensive action of its own Thursday in the Kharkiv region. Correspondent Lisa Bakalets in Warsaw with details for VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program.
As the governor of the Kharkiv region told in his telegram, Oleksiy Negubov, shelling began in the morning around 7 o'clock local time. The Russian army shelled several villages. One woman was killed. Another was wounded by shrapnel. Medics assisted her on the spot. Also, according to the governor, private houses and civil infrastructure were damaged.
U.S. President Joe Biden vowed on Thursday that the U.S. federal government would remain committed to the people of Maui as they recover, rebuild, and grieve in the wake of wildfires that destroyed the town of Lahaina and killed at least 110 people. VOA's Jeff Custer.
In a brief video aired on the U.S. ABC television network news program, Good Morning America, Biden said the U.S. government has already taken immediate action, sending hundreds of emergency personnel, thousands of meals and supplies to the devastated tourist resort town where some 2,200 buildings were destroyed. During his remarks, Biden highlighted the efforts of first responders, many of whom have been personally affected by the wildfires. Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Hawaii Monday to survey the devastation and meet with first responders, survivors, and federal, state, and local officials. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Residents of the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories began fleeing an approaching wildfire Thursday in long convoys while air evacuations were underway for those who could not leave by road, the latest chapter in Canada's worst fire season on record. The fire was within 16 kilometers or 10 miles of the northern edge of Yellowknife, and people in the four areas of the city of 20,000 at highest risk were told to leave as soon as possible. That according to Fire Information Officer Mike Westwick. Dozens of people are dead or missing following an attempt to migrate from Senegal to Spain by sea. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A boat believed to have departed Senegal with more than 100 migrants in early July has been rescued with just a few dozen survivors and several dead on board near the Atlantic island nation of Cape Verde. Senegal's Foreign Affairs Ministry says the boat was rescued on Tuesday by a local coast guard. Authorities have not yet confirmed how many migrants died. The Spanish migrancy advocacy group Walking Borders says the vessel was a large fishing boat that had left Senegal on July 10. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on three entities it accused of being tied to arms deals between North Korea and Russia as Washington cracks down on those seeking to support Russia's war in Ukraine. The U.S. Treasury Department in a statement said that Russia has increasingly been forced to turn to North Korea and other allies to sustain its war in Ukraine as it expends munitions and loses heavy equipment on the battlefield. The action is the latest by Washington, which has imposed rafts of sanctions targeting Moscow and Russian President Vladimir Putin since the start of the war, which has killed tens of thousands of people and turned cities to rubble. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.